Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to our podcast of podcastiness.
It's called Dogs Are Smarter Than People, baby.
I can't remember anymore. It's been so many years. I've lost the title.
Since we've been doing it?
Yes. I forgot. And it's also because this podcast, don't move, baby. If you move, what happens? Your chair squeaks.
Your voice squeaks.
And so does my voice. And then everybody just hears a squeaky squeaky, right?
Yeah.
So we do random thoughts, and oftentimes when I don't have any thoughts because my head is just a big blank of nothing.
Yes.
I look up weird, strange news. And I realized today as I was doing this that almost always it has to do with animals.
That's right.
But that's ridiculous.
It does end up on animals quite a bit.
There's so many weird people out there. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why isn't the weird news ever like, your Uncle Joseph ran down the street.
Naked.
Because Uncle Bud offered him 27 pounds of beef jerky if he did. Like, that's weird.
I'd do that for 27 pounds of beef jerky.
Like, that's weird news, right? But that's never it. It's always like this stuff. And this is one that we have today, not on about Uncle Joseph and Uncle Bud and beef jerky and helicoptering.
We're back on animals again.
But animals. Yeah. And it's from UBI, and it's a bear tries to enter a Washington home through a doggy door.
Really?
Yeah, and they have this video, and it's a bear, and it's a really cute bear because it's not next to me right now, but it's really cute and wild.
Did it get stuck in the doggy door? Or is it a small bear?
It's a pretty small bear. And if you watch the video, which is on YouTube, and you can get to it via our podcast notes on carriejonesbooks.blog, or just look up, bear gets stuck in dog door, it's in North Bend, Washington, and you see this bear, right? And he's just like, I'm gonna go through that dog door. And he's like just so determined, you know, and he's so cute.
Yeah.
And he's so determined, and then he's like, oh, maybe not.
But he's not dumb.
He didn't
get himself stuck in there.
No.
He's pretty agile,
and
too.
And he's super agile.
Like, he jumped off that tree onto that narrow rail and walked on it like a gymnast.
Yeah, and these people have the same exact hummingbird feeder we have.
They do.
Which apparently is a bear attractant in Washington, but not so much in Bar Harbor, Maine.
Was the bear looking out of the hummingbird feeder, getting that sweet, sweet nectar?
Sweet. Why do you make everything so gross?
Why is sweet, sweet nectar gross?
The way you say it.
I mean, I do say it to you quite often.
It's so gross.
Baby girl, give me some of that sweet,
no,
sweet
nectar. No, why you gotta do that to me?
It's better than, hey, you want some of this sweet, sweet nectar?
What's that? The New England version?
The man version.
The man version. Hey! Nectar. I was watching this thing on YouTube about different accents from the South.
Yeah.
By some British man. Randomly.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny. Because he was like, how do you say the mountains on the eastern ridge that go up and down the East Coast, and many of people do a through hike on it?
The Appalachian Trail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people got in a big fight in his comments over how to say it. Like, is it Appalachia or Appalachia? And like, who the people are who live in those, in the area.
Yeah.
And it was very fascinating to me.
Gotcha.
Because you're from the South.
Yeah.
But you say it like a
New
Englander.
But I don't live in that. I never lived in that area.
But you say it like a New Englander. We've tainted.
No, I always said it that way. Appalachian.
It would have been so much funnier if you had just let me go And we could have cut the podcast off with me saying we tainted him, but you had to be
a distractor. I know, but I have so many issues with the way New Englander talk sometimes.
What does that mean?
Like,
that's so jerky.
Like scallop.
Scallop?
It's scallop.
Scallop. What do I say?
I don't know.
Shoot.
You say scallop.
Then that's wrong?
I don't know what's wrong or right, honestly.
I already lost what's right and what's wrong.
My intellectual argument for that is how does a horse?
Oh, the horse gallops.
That's right.
Scallop.
There you go. Spelled the same way, except for that first letter or two.
Scallop.
Look at that horse galloping along.
It's a galloping horse. Gallop, gallop, gallop.
That's the dumb one. Okay, maybe some horses gallop.
So, this exciting podcast is called The Problem with Adverbs and Bears in the Doggy Door and Let's Show Not Tell Gallop Gallop.
I added, you didn't even say gallop.
I added that part.
Gallop, gallop.
So, we're continuing with our monster Show Don't Tell series of podcasts and posts in an NPR voice, so you'll take us seriously.
I'll tell you what, if I had a monster, I'd always show and not tell. Because they never believe you when you just say it.
Oh my god. All right, so adverbs. Let's go back to NPR series. Adverbs are a big place where you tell and you do not show. So, ready?
I'm ready.
If I wrote,
"You are the sexiest manatee in the world," Ham Ham said hopelessly.
Would you think that really works? Oops. Would you tell how Ham Ham said it hopelessly?
Well, I mean, I can kind of visualize it, but I don't feel like that is a hopeless statement in my head as Ham Ham is saying.
Well, that's part of the reason that they put the tag on there, because it's not what subverts your expectations, right?
Like, right.
So you need to somehow convey that hopelessness, right, of Ham Ham, as he says, "You are the sexiest manatee in the world," right?
Does the manatee have a name?
I don't know.
Oh, I was thinking. The manatee said to Ham Ham, "How about I'm on top tonight?"
Okay. That's what she said.
Oh, naughty Carrie today on a
You're
Monday.
You're being such a jerk.
Dang.
Gotta have some ice water.
Anyways, Ham Ham said, after the manatee said, "Let me be on top tonight," Ham Ham said, "We only get to do that once." What? Because Ham Ham will be dead.
Oh, because Ham Ham's a hamster?
Yeah. Oh, I guess we didn't make that clear, did we?
No.
But we know Ham Ham's a hamster.
Okay, so.
Man, you got way off track.
That wasn't my fault. So Janice Hardy, link in our podcast notes, is brilliant. And she has a really simple way of explaining how to determine whether or not you're showing rather than telling. And according to her, you should ask yourself if you can act something out. And if you can act it out, if it's showing, right? So if you can act out this.
"You are the sexiest manatee in the world," Ham Ham groaned and put his head in his paws.
Right? Yeah. Like, that shows us, like, that we feel it with him, right? Like,
and Ham Ham is groaning because he knows it will never come to anything.
Yeah.
Because right? They're just, hamsters don't like water.
We gotta stay on track.
That wasn't gonna be sexual. He doesn't want to spend the rest of his life in water with the manatee.
Right. So ready? Rule. Yeah. If you can act it out, it's probably showing. If it's not that easy to act out, it's probably telling. And this is not just about dialogue tags, those he says and they yells and she moans. I should never write the word moan when I'm near you. It's also about adverbs in action. So take this one.
Ham Ham quietly said something.
Can you show that a bit more without the quietly, right?
Yeah.
So read us some examples.
I'll try.
All right.
Ham Ham whispered something unintelligible. Ham Ham whispered a sentence that nobody heard.
No, he doesn't.
Ham Ham whispered. What the hell did he just say?
I like that one. So that last one is deeper, right? And you feel it more than Ham Ham quietly said something.
Yes, yes, you do.
So that's why adverbs can really pull you into the world of telling and away from the world of showing. And that world of telling, depending on your genre, you really do not want to stay in too long. It's like a rabbit hole of hamster boredom where the manatee just falls asleep. So you want to get out right now.
Quick, get out.
So a real quick exercise to do this with your own writing. And we have exercises over here too. But yes. We don't always say them in the podcast. But you can try to train yourself, A, not to use all that many adverbs, or B, you can revise those little poops out of your first draft. So to do that, you want to do a search for in your story for the combination of L-Y. This won't find all the adverbs in there. Whoops, I misspelled there.
Yes, you did.
Thanks to sneaky ones like very, but it will help. So you want to cut those adverbs by 2/3 at least. Yeah. Mofo. And you want to either cut them the boop right out or show that adverb in another non-adverb deeper way, like Ham Ham whispered, what the hell did he just say?
All right, that makes
yeah,
total sense.
You get it?
I got it.
All right, good.
I got it, baby.
I learned him today.
You learned me something.
I learned him something.
You sure did. Dog tip for life.
Someday we're gonna do these on videos and everyone's gonna see me
lean away from me.
Yeah,
and grimace
and grimace
and cover your ears
and sometimes cover my ears, and then they'll see you move every time the chair squeaks.
They won't see me move because I barely move.
It's just your butt.
It's just the chair squeaks.
It's just your butt in the chair kind of doing a little butt wiggle in there. Alright, so what's a dog tip?
You would too if I was sitting on you all day.
I would definitely squeak. Okay, so dog. Oh no. So the dog tip for life is?
It's okay to revise. Get rid of those adverbs. It's okay to take the time to really dig deep and show your humans what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like Pogi every morning.
And every night.
She comes over to your chair and tells you, and you don't really react. But as soon as you do, and you stand up, and you're like, what do you want, Pogi? Then she takes you right into the kitchen, exactly to which treat area she wants.
It's really, really cute, because Pogi has, like, all right, so there's one treat area that isn't really a treat area, but somehow saltines got stored in with the bread. And so she'll bring you over to that one if she wants a bread product. And she'll bring you over to the pantry if she wants a doggy treat.
Or peanut butter.
Or peanut butter. And she will bring you to the kitty cat bowl if she wants a piece of kitty cat nibble.
Yep.
Yep. And it's adorable.
And she's a very cute dog.
It's so cutie.
She's very quiet today.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little worried about it.
I don't think you gave her enough treats this morning.
I gave her a whole puzzle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
She got a puzzle treat.
But maybe she's just digging deeper and telling us she wants to go to sleep.
Maybe.
Maybe she's like, you guys are way too high context for me.
Yeah, she's fine. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude, No! It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.